The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 referred to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses a same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
Honey.
The skies
old
are sunny.
Old man depression, you are through, you've done us wrong.
And old man recession, you are through, you have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, social security, estate planning, income taxes, your 401k, you name it, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. This one is going to be full of boring financial stuff, and we're going to try to make it entertaining and interesting and educational for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
I've been good.
Yes, I do. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States. And actually, the sixth year in a row that they have done so. Could not have done it without our clients. So all you clients listening right now, thank you so much. Those of you listening to the show, thank you as well. We have a New Year's Eve weekend show lined up for you. We have tons of stuff. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances.
So we have a big show for you tonight.
And Ed Sullivan is correct, in case you didn't recognize that voice. Anyway, the first thing we're going to talk about is what we do every year at this time, and that is the Fearless Forecast. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to recap how we did on our Fearless Forecast, and then we're also, for this year, for 2017, and then we're going to talk about the Fearless Forecast for next year. Okay, so we'll have that one for you. Since it is the final show of 2017, it is the show to usher in the new year, we're going to have our New Year's resolution. So we got two of them, all right? So the first one is to diversify. Okay, so if you're not diversified, then we're going to talk about how to diversify, how we think you should be diversified and for next year. So we'll talk about how aggressive, et cetera, that you should be. And resolution number two is to protect what you have built over the term of this really long bull market. This is now the second longest running bull market for the Dow in history. So we're going to talk about how to protect all these gains that we've had all through all these years from the next market crash. Because it's not how much you make that counts, it's how much of it you keep that counts, okay? So that's what we're going to talk about. Now, also this week, we're going to, since it is, again, the end of year show, we're going to talk about Social Security changes for 2018, okay? So we'll talk about all the new things, the new numbers and limits and taxes and all the kind of stuff that's going to be coming for next year so you can prepare yourself on the Social Security front. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually just stop right there. I mean, most shows would say, you know, if we did just that, We have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Boom! Somebody stop me!
Don't you dare stop me! Because on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. I've started with the champagne already. I've already been drinking. No, I'm kidding. We don't stop right there. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And that's the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And this week, we're going to talk about how to pass stuff on in the digital age. Think about it. All of those things you have with passwords and user IDs and, you know, everything seems to be online now and access and all of that. And so we're going to talk about that because, you know, that's a very rapidly changing area. And as time goes on, more and more of your stuff is becoming digital and you need to make sure that it's part of your estate planning. So we'll talk about that at about 10 till. So we have a fantastic show. But before we go any further, I want to wish all of you a very, very happy new year. I want all of you to remain very, very safe. Don't drink too much. Okay. I don't think I can say don't drink at all, but the bubbly can go to your head very quickly. So be very careful. I'll tell you something interesting, you know, that I didn't know. I get an instant headache if I drink white wine. I mean, I can have one sip of white wine and I get a headache. I can drink like 3 or 4 glasses of red wine and I get nothing. It affects me very little. So I guess I have something about the white grape. So it always mystified me why I could drink champagne and not get a headache. And I found out just recently that actually most champagne is made with the red grape. I did not know that. So they peel the skin off and they use the grape itself. So that's why it has the color of white wine, but it's not red. So actually, that explains why I don't get a headache when I drink champagne. Yeah, I couldn't figure that one out. It's because it's made with red grapes. Who knew? So I look back at the Fearless forecast, and I always forecast based on the Dow. And I've been asked, you know, why don't you do the S&P 500 index? And the reason why is because most people, if you ask them, where is the S&P right now? They couldn't tell you. But if you ask them, where's the Dow? Oh, it's at 25,300. You know, they'll tell you almost to the penny. So everybody pays attention to the Dow. So that's why I do it, even though in the financial business, most people use the S&P. But anyway, I was looking at the Fearless forecast going back to 2007. And in our Fearless forecast over all those years, so that's 11 years, my Fearless forecast for the year was accurate in 7 of those 11 years, including this year. So in 2007, when we said to sell in November of 2007, we said to get out of the stock market because we felt that there was a bad bear market coming. I would say that was a pretty good call. And then we didn't say and then all of 2008, we said to stay out. And so that was accurate. In June of 2009, we said that you should buy. And what happened there was that actually coincided exactly with the end of the Great Recession. And so our June of 2009 buy signal was also very accurate. Now, in 2010, we said to sell. And because of, you may recall, the Greek thing and all the Euro crisis and everything that was going on. And in that year, we were incorrect. And our sell signal was wrong. And we bought back in soon after that. And then in 2011, we had a repeat of 2010. The same thing happened where the Euro crisis resurfaced and added to it the BP oil spill, and add to that they were going to shut down the government, and our debt was downgraded. You throw all of that into the kitchen sink as well, and the market actually in 2011 the S&P went down 19% that year from peak to trough, and we said to sell that year, but it was not a bear market because 20% down is a bear market. So I don't know. I'm calling that one a miss. All right, so I'm not counting that in the win column. So in 10 and 11. We had our forecast was incorrect. Now, in 2012, our Fearless forecast for the Dow was 14,000. It got to 13,400. So I'm also putting that in the loss column. Didn't quite get to the 14,000. Hey, I don't cut myself any slack. All right. Now, in 2013, we said the Dow would hit 16,000, and it nailed it right on the money. In 2014, we said the Dow would hit 18,000, nailed it right on the money. In 2015, we said the Dow would hit 19,000, and we said that we would sell at the end of 2019. And in fact, the Dow got to 18,300, so pretty close. But we did have a sell at the end of 2015 because of the Chinese potential recession. You remember when the stock market in China was being shut down, 7 times in 10 days or something like that. So that was a big crisis. And then in 2016, we said the Dow would hit 11,500. Now that was and because of the great recession that we saw coming from China. So that was a bad call on our part. We saw a recession and a bear market, and it didn't happen. So in that year, we were incorrect. But you know what? Our view of how we protect our clients is that when we see great danger coming, you know, it's like a tornado siren. If the tornado siren goes off, you don't wait to see if you're dead before you go into the tornado shelter, right? You seek shelter first, and then you come out after. And so, yes, we did have a sell, but the damage was very tolerable, okay? And our philosophy of investing our client money is we want unlimited upside. We're going to stay in as far up as the market wants to go. But if it goes downward, then we want to get out and have the damage be as tolerable as possible. So in 2015, we did have what we call a false alarm. But you know what? We'll live with that, as opposed to living with a 57% drop in the S&P, is what happened in 2008. Okay, so we want to avoid that. So 2016 was a miss. 2017, we said the Dow would hit 23,000 initially, changed that to 22,500 with the Obamacare debacle, but then changed it to 25,000 when we hit the 22,500. And so our fearless forecast, I'm going to put 2017 in the win column. So where are we for next year? What's the fearless forecast? Well, the fearless forecast for 2018 is that the Dow will reach before the end of 2018, 26,500.
So, cool.
So that's our fearless forecast. So we're going to talk about what you should do given that forecast in during the next part, the next segment of the show. But before we do that, I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars, or I want you to come in to visit with one of our advisors. And you can do that by going to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And what you'll see there is a link that says meet with an advisor or register for a seminar. Either way, if you click on that, we'd look forward to meeting with you. We'll look forward to helping you. We talk all about everything we can think of that somebody who is over 50, who is retired or retiring soon, should be thinking about. So we'll talk about how to calculate how much money you need to retire on. We'll talk about how to get income for the rest of your life from your investments, how to reduce your income taxes, how to fight inflation. We'll talk about our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell, which is the one that signaled us to sell in 2007 before the crash of 08. We'll have tons and tons of great info. So if you're over 50, retired, or retiring soon, moneymatters.net. Go there, sign up for the seminar. Come in and visit with one of our advisors, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with New Year's resolution number one, which is to diversify. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And this is our New Year's Eve weekend special edition of our show. I'm so glad you are with us. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And this year has been absolutely very exciting in a lot of ways. But it is the end of the year. It is time for us to start thinking about 2018. So we're going to be talking about that. Just wanted to also let you know that recently Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States.
I love it!
I do love it. And we work with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or who are retiring soon. So if this is you, then we would love to meet with you. We'd love to help you if we can. And you can find out all about us on our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And there you can find podcasts. You can find articles on all the different things we talk about. You can find videos. And then also you can sign up for our seminars. You can come in and meet with one of our advisors. We have tons and tons of great stuff on our website. It is moneymatters.net. All right. Now, speaking of the new year, we have New Year's resolution, number one. And that is to diversify. And so how aggressive you are depends on how much you have to lose, in my opinion. Okay, so in other words, the more you have to lose, the less risk I think you should take. However, the less you have to lose, the more risk you can take. Okay, so that's how I view the world of investing. So therefore, if you're on the bubble, and what I mean by on the bubble, I mean that, you know, you have enough maybe to retire on to give you income, but you don't have enough to where you can take large losses and continue to sustain the lifestyle that you want. If you're in that situation, which is for us, most of our clients, then I think you have to be very careful about how much risk you take with your money.
There's no doubt about it.
I think there is no doubt. So therefore, you must be diversified in my view. So we're going to talk now about how to diversify. Okay, so the one thing that I think is dangerous, you know, it can help you. So, you know, the counter to what I'm saying is Bill Gates. Okay, if Bill Gates had diversified out of Microsoft or Bezos had diversified out of Amazon, you know, they wouldn't be the richest men in the world, right? They wouldn't be. But how many Bezos and Bill Gates are there? You know, most of us are not that. Most of us don't have like the company that's going to become the wealthiest, you know, most valuable company in the world. We don't have that. So we have to, therefore, in my view, be diversified. So there are basically 11 what we call asset classes that you should diversify into. Okay, so and the percentage that you have in each of these categories is going to depend on how much risk you can take and how much risk you need to take to accomplish your financial goals. Okay, so that I can't help you with on this show. You need to visit with a professional to help you to determine your risk profile, and certainly we would be happy to do that with you. So the first part then is the stock side of your portfolio. Okay, so on the stock side, there are basically six categories that you should have. The first is large cap value stocks. And value means companies that are not necessarily growing rapidly, but they pay a nice dividend. They're very stable. They're very large. Okay, so that would be ExxonMobil, for example. Next is large cap growth. Okay, so these are companies that aren't necessarily paying many dividends. You invest in them because they're growing rapidly and you want to participate in their growth. They might actually be losing money. Okay, so Amazon, for example, is a large cap growth company. It's a very large company. It's still growing rapidly, but they're not paying too many dividends because they're plowing everything back into growth. Next is you want to have small companies. And that would be small company value stocks and small company growth stocks. Same thing, value versus growth. So those are the first four. And these are ones that would be United States domesticated companies. Okay, so American companies. Now, we want to move overseas because 80% of the world's growth right now, according to Bloomberg, is coming from overseas. Okay, that's China and that's all the other foreign countries. So you want to be there. So in the international world, you want to have established foreign countries. That would be Europe and Australia and Japan and Canada. But then also you want to have emerging markets. Emerging markets are China, India, Latin America, Southeast Asia, etc. So those are very rapidly growing, but also in some cases rapidly shrinking, but also they are high risk. So how you mix those is dependent on your risk profile. Now, the next thing we look at is your bond portfolio. Okay, and I think everyone should have bonds in their portfolio, regardless of how aggressive you want to be. So therefore, you want to be looking at the same thing. So on your bond side, you want to have U.S. government bonds, which are the safest bonds in the world, backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. printing press. Okay, so you want to have a percentage of your money in that. And then you also want to have U.S. corporate bonds. Okay, these are also called high yield bonds. So that would be your United States component of your bond portfolio. And so those are two more. Now, the next two are international bonds. And again, you want to have established foreign country bonds, and you want to have emerging market bonds. And you want to diversify across those two. And then the last one, the 11th asset class, is the one that people hate the most. But let me tell you, there are times when it is your best friend, and that is cash. Okay, sometimes cash is king, and that's the money market fund for most of you. Okay, so those are the 11 asset classes. Now, how you mix between all of those and what percentage you have in one versus the other, that depends on how much risk is appropriate for you, what your goals are, what you need to, what returns you need to support your lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera. So that part of it needs an interaction with a professional. And what I would recommend to you, if you'd like to do that, is go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, and then click on the link that says meet with an advisor, and put your info in there, and we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And if we can help you, that is fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay, so either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely that. We have a core value in our firm, which says it's core value number 10, actually, and it says that we always part friends. So whether we can help you or not, we will part friends. We want to make sure that we do help you. We want to put good out into the world. We believe in that. And if we help you and we get nothing back, we're totally okay with that. So moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net, and meet with an advisor is the link that you are looking for. Now, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the Social Security changes for 2018. You want to know about that. And then we're also going to talk about New Year's resolution number 2, which is, yeah, diversification's fine, but it ain't enough. What else do you need to do? You need to protect what you've built as well. So we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states.
Wow!
And you know what? It is an honor. It is a privilege. We are so blessed. And I want to thank all of you clients because thanks to you, and only thanks to you, recently Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. And so without you, we'd be nowhere. So thank you. I want to wish everybody listening to the show a very, very happy new year. I hope everything is coming up roses and wonderful. You spent time with the family over the holidays. And I also hope that you will be careful over the New Year's Eve celebrations. Okay, so be careful out there, as they used to say on Hill Street Blues. But anyway, one of the things that we talk about pretty much with every single client is Social Security. So I want to go over with you the 2018 Social Security changes that are headed our way. So first of all, if you are Social Security age, receiving Social Security, one of the things that you know is that they increased the benefits for Social Security by 2% for 2018. Unfortunately, they also raised the premiums by a commensurate amount. And guess what? You didn't get a raise. Huh, how does that happen? Must be coincidence. Couldn't be on purpose, could it? Anyway, the other thing that they've done is they have increased the taxable earnings. So this year, 2017, the maximum taxable earnings was $127,200. Next year, it'll be up to $128,400. Now, here's the one that is most interesting to those of you who are retired or retiring soon. So if you're under the age of 60, your normal retirement age, which let's just call 66, and you are working, then if you're under the full retirement age, this year, 2017, the maximum that you could earn before they started taking back your Social Security benefits was $16,920. Next year, it'll be $17,040. okay? And if you reach your full retirement age in that year, you can actually earn $45,360 in the year that you are Social Security age. So let's say you become Social Security age in November of that year. All the way up to November, you can make $45,360, okay, in that year only. It's that 1 year that they count because people turn normal retirement age all throughout the year. So what they said was in that year, you can make that much and not have your Social Security benefits reduced, okay? So some things to think about. We have quite a few clients at work who are retirement age, and that's an important consideration. Make sure that you know what the earnings limits are, because if you exceed them, they take back $1 for every $2 that you earn over that limit. So if you make $50,000 and that's $33,000 over the limit, they're going to take back $16,500 of your Social Security, and you'll end up getting nothing.
What a bummer! Yeah, it's a deal.
Right, it's a bad deal. Those people are right. They're smart. Who are they? Whoever they are, they're Social Security experts. We need to consult with them. But anyway, yeah, so you got to do the math to figure out if it's worth even working. You know, some clients we found that it's better for them just to retire and take Social Security, and others it's better to keep working and not take Social Security until later. Okay, so it's not a cut and dried decision. It's an important one, though. And so here's what I'd like for you to do. I want you to go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and find, there are two things you can do there. You can click on Meet with an Advisor, or you can click on Register for a Seminar. In either case, if you go to a seminar or meet with one of our advisors, we want to help you to make the right decision when it comes to when and how you take Social Security. It is possibly one of the biggest decisions that you could make, that you're going to make with regard to your retirement. If you do it incorrectly, you could literally leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. It's a big decision. Don't take it lightly. Make sure you get information. Make sure you educate yourself. Get professional help. Find out. Make the right decision. You know, you want to do that. So you can go to our website, moneymatters.net. And you can find that. Now, if you decide to come in to meet with an advisor or go to our seminar, there's a ton more we talk about besides just Social Security. We'll also talk about how much money you're going to need to retire on. We'll talk about how to get income. We'll talk about how to fight inflation. We'll talk about our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell, which enabled us to tell our clients to be out of the stock market for all of 2008 and part of 2009. So we'll talk about all of that at our seminars or if you come in and visit with us. So our website is moneymatters.net. All right, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about New Year's resolution number two is, hey, you got to protect what you've built over this whole raging bull market. Okay, so we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And, when it rains pennies from heaven. On this show, we try to rain down upon you financial planning ideas that we hope will help you to improve your financial life. I'm glad you're with us. I am Ken Morave, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morave. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states, and it is an honor. It is a privilege. And, recently, Barron's named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. Yes, and if you'd like to learn more about us, you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. We work with people that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon, and we would love to work with you if we can. Now, one of the things that is foundational to our investment philosophy is that we believe that you should buy, yes, you should hold, yes, but also we believe you should sell. Okay, so we believe that buy and hold are two legs of a three-legged stool. And if you think of a three-legged stool where one leg is not very good, then you've got a very unstable stool in our view. And one thing you don't want is to have unstable stool. That would be bad. I don't know. My brain's going to places it shouldn't. Anyway, so we believe in buy, hold, and sell. And our philosophy of that originally in October of 2000, our strategy signaled to sell. And at that time, it was kind of a new thing for us. So we didn't recommend it to all of our clients because it was kind of like the guy who invented the parachute. You know, he was probably pretty nervous the first time he jumped out of the airplane with that parachute on. So we saw that it did signal the bear market in Y2K, we decided that in November of 2007, when our signal hit again, that it was time for us to tell our clients, and we did. And we told all of you listening to this show as well to be out of the stock market for all of 2008, and we didn't say to buy until June of 2009. So the stock market crash was one that people who followed our advice did not participate in. Now, the important thing that you need to know is that this bull market is now the second longest running bull market in history, according to Bloomberg, and it's the third highest rising bull market in history. And when I say bull market, I'm talking about the S&P 500 index. Now, the point of what I'm talking about is that the 2008 credit crisis, the stock market crash that happened in 2008, wiped out 12 years of gains on the S&P in just 17 months.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Exactly. 12 years worth of gains were wiped out in that bear market. So that could happen again. And my view is that if you don't protect yourself against something like that happening, you're being irresponsible. I think as a financial advisor and as an investor, you know, from my perspective, as an advisor to my clients, and from your perspective, as an investor for your retirement, if you don't plan for that, if you don't have a strategy to address that, I think you're just going to take a beating. And, you know, bear markets average 37%, and they happen about every 3.5 years. And this is according to Ned Davis research. So you want to not experience these kind of things. If you know something's going to happen, why not plan ahead for it? Now, we have a strategy that we call buy, hold, and sell. And the reason why we do that is because one of the answers that you might give if you didn't believe that you should ever sell, which a lot of the investment community doesn't, would be that diversification is enough. You just need to diversify properly, and that'll take care of it. And you know, in the second segment of the show, we talked about the importance of being diversified. And I agree with diversification. I think it's very important. However, I also believe that it is not enough. And the reason why is because if you had 60%, let's say you were invested 60% in the S&P, and 40% you were in cash. Okay, so you were diversified that way, super safe on one side, and in the S&P on the 60%. Well, the S&P went down 57% from peak to trough in the 2008 bear market. Actually, it went down 49% in Y2K. So that means that if it goes down 57% and you have 60% of your money in that, you just lost a third of your money. So even though you're diversified, you still lost a third of your money. And for somebody who is retired or retiring soon, if you lose a third of your money, you know, you have to just do the math on that. What happens is, the example I've used many times is because it's my favorite number, is $1 million. Okay, I love that number. It's nice, round, lots of zeros. So if you have $1 million and you take out the prescribed 4%, then that would be $40,000 that you can live on. But now let's say that you lost a third of that, okay? Let's say that you're down to 600,000 or thereabouts. You can't continue to take $40,000 out on 600,000 because now you're taking almost 8% out. Do you see that? And if you're taking 8% out, then your investments need to make 8% every year to support that, and that's not reasonable. So if your investments go down by that much, if you lose a third of your money, then logically, what you also have to do is reduce what you're spending by a third. And that's not easy to do. I mean, I don't know how many people could do that. You know, I don't have too many clients that if I told them, all right, you got to cut back on your cost of living by one third starting tomorrow. They'd look at me like I'm crazy. We can't do that. Okay. So it's difficult to do even if you had to. All right. So that's why I believe that you should have a buy, hold, and sell philosophy. That's why I think that you should mitigate the downside. You should have a strategy that protects you from big losses as best as possible. And our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell is designed to give us unlimited upside, meaning that we want to ride the market as far up as it wants to go, no matter how irrational it may be. But at the same time, we want to have tolerable losses. Okay, so when it goes down, we're going to lose money. There's no way to avoid that. But we want to the greatest extent possible, have losses that don't bankrupt you. Okay, that's our goal.
Fascinating.
And I think very logical, Mr. Spock. So if you'd like to learn more about that, if you are over 50, retired, or retiring soon, I'd like you to come to one of our seminars or to visit with one of our advisors and help us to help you, okay? We want you to have a properly designed financial plan, and so we want to help you and see if we can do that. So if you go to moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net is our website, and you can sign up for a seminar or you can click on Meet with an Advisor. And we want to answer all the questions that you have that we can answer for you. We want to answer about when to take Social Security and how, your 401k, your profit sharing plans, your retirement planning, your income taxes, your estate planning, all those kind of things. We talk about that with you. And you can find out how to do that at moneymatters.net, which is our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have our estate tip of the week, which is how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs your digital assets, which is becoming more and more of what you have. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
Hey, no wallowing in champagne out there, okay? I know it's New Year's Eve and it's coming up and you're going to be drinking champagne probably, but be careful. Don't wallow in it. No wallowing. All right, we are back.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It's very silly, Hal. We are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And I want to wish all of you a very, very happy new year. And I look forward to 2018. I think it's going to be a fantastic year. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States. And this is now the sixth year in a row. But we would not be anywhere without our beloved and most valued clients. And so all you guys listening right now, thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
And I do say thank you. And those of you who've been listening to the show all these years, and those of you who are new as well, I really appreciate you tuning in. You guys are awesome. And I hope you enjoy the show as much as I enjoy doing it for you, because I have a ball. I love doing this. Anyway, it is a time of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And we do that because money isn't everything, but you know what? It sure keeps the kids in touch, does it not? Anyway, so the estate tip this week is going to be on how to pass on your stuff in a digital world. Passwords, user IDs, pictures, music. Oh my gosh. So, but before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches and state taxes and probate. And you know what? All that kind of stuff. It's actually designed to do the exact opposite. So we're here. Let's talk about how to pass on your do digital estate planning. Basically, there are three things that you need to do. All right. Now, here they are. The first one is make a list of your digital assets and passwords so that others know where to find them. Okay, if you have had somebody pass away and you've tried to figure out where their stuff is and their passwords and all that, you know what I'm talking about. And you know, Facebook, I forgot my password for Facebook And I haven't been on Facebook in like 7 years now. And I'm not kidding. But it's also because I don't care. I don't even want to go on Facebook. But I lost my password, and I don't even know how to get it back. And Facebook won't tell me it, because if I don't know my password, they're not going to give it to me. So it's like this huge, it's a catch-22. If you don't know your password, we're not giving it to you. Well, then how am I supposed to give it to you to get it? Well, then we're not giving it to you. So anyway, number two, back up your data that is stored in the cloud to a local computer or storage device. Okay, I know it's old school, but old school works, all right? Back it up to a local device. Have stuff that is there. And then work with an attorney to provide consent on your legal documents. Okay, so what that means is consent means that you want to have an estate planning attorney update your wills, powers of attorney, your living trust. They should include language that gives lawful consent for providers to divulge the contents of your electronic communications to the appropriate people. Okay, you also might consider exactly which information you want to make available, okay? So you can have a blanket authorization, or you might not be comfortable with that, and you may want to just have certain things that they have. So the important thing, though, is to remember that you've got different kinds of financially that are digital assets. You've got your financially valuable, okay? That would be like, for example, Bitcoin right now. That would be a virtual asset if you own some of that. Although I think you're owning less and less of it as we speak, it seems. But be that as it may, any personal or professional blogs that provide any advertising revenue that you may have, your domain names, you know, all of those kind of things, those are all digital assets that are financially valuable. Revenue that's generated from digital work, such as if you have music, photos, videos, writings, any of those kind of things, those are financially valuable. And if other people don't have access to that stuff, then it's going to be very difficult. Then there's sentimental. Mentally valuable stuff, your photos. You know, it's interesting. If your house is on fire, what's the first thing you'd run in to save, right? It's your pictures. So those photos are very valuable. So videos, music, publications, your apps, all that kind of stuff. How do you get to those? Make sure you understand that. Your emails. Maybe you've got important emails that have important information in them, you know, that you want to restore. Social media accounts. I talked about Facebook and all that. Personal websites. All those kind of things are very, very important. And passwords, data encryption, laws, privacy laws, those are all obstacles to your family having access to your stuff. All right. So again, the three things you want to do is make a list of all of that, back it up on a local device, and then make sure your attorney has in your legal documents the ability for the institutions to give access to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Well, Jeannie, you're welcome. Well, you know what? I want to do my last piece of business with you for the year. So you guys that have listened to the show this whole year and many other years, I just want to say thank you to you so much from the bottom of my heart. It is wonderful. I hope this show helps you. I hope you guys get great information. I hope you take advantage of all the resources that we at Money Matters have to offer you on our website, with our advisors, our seminars. You know, we do all of this to help as many people as possible. I believe that the more people you help, the more you will be helped in the process. And as this year comes to a close, I am so very thankful to all of you. Thank you so very much. Once again, I'll give you my sales pitch. Our website is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. On there, you can sign up for our seminars. You can visit with an advisor. We have podcasts on there that you can watch on all kinds of financial planning tips. We have articles on all areas of investment planning and strategic and financial planning. We have ideas on estate planning, on Social Security. And most importantly, you can sign up for a seminar or come visit with one of our advisors. And it's all available to you at no obligation and no charge. So that is, our website is moneymatters.net. Well, you know what? This show is over. Thank you, and Happy New Year. We'll see you next year, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.